From NPR Music, you're connected to all songs considered. I'm Bob Boylan. On today's show, music from one of the best jazz groups in America and music from, ready for this, Lamb Chop and the Mountain Goats. Spot a trend. But first, last week's show featured new music from Radiohead's Thom Yorke. Now, from the same folks that brought us the reggae version of Dark Side of the Moon called Dub Side of the Moon comes Radio Dread, remakes of your favorite Radiohead tunes with a different beat. Enjoy this from the Easy Star All-Stars from the CD Radio Dread. This is No Surprises. A CD filled with fun, especially for those in love with the music of Radiohead, except our producer, Robin Hilton. That was Radio Dread, and the song is No Surprises. The music of the Mountain Goats and the songs of John Darnielle just gets better and even more revealing with each recording. The Mountain Goats have a new CD coming out at the end of August. Give a listen to the words of John Darnielle as he sings Wild Sage.
I leave the house as soon as it gets light outside, like a prisoner breaking out of jail. And still down to business, 15501. Like I had a bounty hunter on my tail, and somebody stops to pick me up, but he drops me off just down the block and along the highway, where the empty spirits breed, wild sage growing in the weeds. Walk down the soft shoulder and I count my steps, headed vaguely eastward, sun in my eyes. I lose my footing and I skin my hands, breaking my fall. And I laugh to myself and look up at the skies, and then I think I hear angels in my ears, like marbles being thrown against a mirror. And along the highway, stray dogs bleed, wild sage growing in the weeds. And some days I don't miss my family, and some days I do. Some days I think I'd feel better if I tried harder. Most days I know it's not true. I lay down right where I fell, cold grass in my face, and I hear the traffic, like the rhythm of the tides. And I stare at the scrape on the heel of my hand till it doesn't sting so much, and until the blood's dried, and when somebody asks if I'm okay, I don't know what to say. And along the highway, cast off innumerable seeds, wild sage growing in the weeds.
Mountain Goats, the song Wild Sage, it's the opening cut from their late summer release called Get Lonely. Some memorable event or potent emotions, often the spark for a good story or words to a good song, unless you're Kurt Wagner. Wagner finds inspiration in the mundane and in the everyday, and he's been doing that for years in the band Lamb Chop. Last summer, a couple of radio producers introduced Wagner to a Northwest Tennessee radio show called The Swap Shop. The 60-year-old radio show is known for selling everything from color TVs to baby goats, and that became the inspiration for this song called Paperback Bible.
I'd like to buy a good used paperback living Bible. Got some things that I'd like to put on out there. Like a pony cart in an old bird bath, a kitchen safe in a rocking chair. You can turn me on almost any day at noon. 4-month-old rat terrier pup. I think he's a male, and he's marked up pretty in everything. This woman's got some goats, but his feet's never been on the ground. You can just buy one, or you can have the whole herd. Color TV has to be non-working in RCA, 'cause I need the part. And daily there's an old drive shaft and the same Berkeline recliner. It's green and it's cloth, been used very little. Strapless, but this one's lit above the knee. If you're looking for something perfect for that student, I have always thought that handguns were made for shooting people rather than for sport. Why not use a rifle in most other applications? You might find a shotgun or a musket, but you'll never hear a pistol. There may always be someone looking for finding some. Guess I'd like to sell a good used paperback living Bible.
Lamb Chop's the name of the band. The CD's called Damaged, and it comes out toward the end of August. You can hear the story and the radio show that inspired the song, originally done for NPR's All Things Considered. A link can be found at our website. Just about the best jazz group in America celebrates 30 years of making music. The World Saxophone Quartet celebrates those 30 years with their best record since founding member Julius Hemphill died in 1995. The record's called Political Blues, and you can hear the saxes of David Murray, Hammett Blewett, and Oliver Lake tear it up on this cut called Spy on Me Blues.
Nolens 05. We need help. We need help. Help is on the way.
Help is on the way.
Oops, government didn't request help.
Didn't request
Oops,
help.
Oops, there ain't nobody at the convention center, said the head of Homeland Security. Oops, all the TV shows are showing the people at the convention center. Oops, okay, they are there, admits
okay,
the guy from Homeland Security.
There, said the guy from Homeland Security.
Oops, King George, Oops. Your president is golfing on the day after the catastrophe.
Oops.
Oops, King George does a flyover on the third day. We need help.
We need help.
We need help.
Help
is on the way.
Help is on the way.
Oops, NBC reporters in the convention center. Government is afraid to,
go in.
Harry Connick Jr. is in the convention center. Government is afraid to, go in.
To go in.
Oops, the fifth day, King George arrives and says, not acceptable, but everything is going fine. Duh.
Duh.
We need help.
We need help.
Help is on the way.
Help. Help
Meanwhile,
on the way.
There are many unnecessary deaths due to the slow response of our government. countries around the world are puzzled at U.S. government's slow response. Could it be racial? I need a few seconds to think. Not at all. America has always been colorblind. Right. We all know if the colors had been reversed in the Superdome and Convention Center, response would have been the same. We need help.
We need help.
We need help.
We need help.
Help.
Help
is on the way.
Help is on the way.
The World Saxophone Quartet with a tune by band member Oliver Lake, and that was Oliver's voice you heard as well. The CD is called Political Blues, and that was Spy on Me Blues. A series of blues reissues came our way, including music by Professor Longhair, Memphis Slim, and Clarence Gatemouth Brown. But the most curious of the lot was one by McHouston Baker. I didn't think I knew McHouston Baker until I realized that he sung this song. That's the big hit from the mid-1950s called Love is Strange by Mickey and Sylvia. And Mickey is actually McHouston Baker. Well, Baker got rich and eventually decided to get away. He moved to France, became a session musician. He's quite a good guitar player. And later made a record with his own name on the cover. It's called Mississippi Delta Dues. And in addition to the singing and guitar picking of McHouston Baker, listen to his creative string arrangements on this tune called Good Advice.
What grandma told me was a good advice. Now what grandma told me was a good advice. Give me, you keep on pushing if you feel you're right. Well, you scream at a matter, you'll swallow a camel. A wise man begs, but a fool he gamble. A walking dog, you know he seldom bite. What's done in the dark will surely come to light. Well, you can't tell a former from a lover. You can't judge a book just by looking at its cover. Now what grandma told me was a good advice. What grandma told me was a good advice. Now what grandma told me was a good advice. And do you keep on pushing if you feel you right? A weak brain and a nervous mind has cost a many man to be left behind. Now you know I keep seeing, but I might if you know. Lots of folks start, but a very few go. Yes, the darkest of night is just before day. When the cat's away, the rat will surely play. Now what grandma told me was a good advice. Oh, what grandma told me was a good advice. Now what grandma told me was a good advice. If you keep on pushing, if you feel you're right. You fight for love, well, just plan your flame. Time will switch around everything. You know, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. The black to bury the soul of the Jews. Well, if a man won't work, he's bound to steal. Cause the grass looks greener in another field. Now what grandma told me was some good advice. What grandma told me was some good advice. Now what grandma told me was some good advice. And be you keep on pushing if you feel you're right. All right. You know, weak brain and a nervous mind cost a many man to be left behind. Yes, I keep seeing you, but I might if you know. Lots of folks start, but a few go. Yes, the darkest of night is just before day. When
the cats away the rapture they play. Now what grandma told me was a good advice. What grandma told me was a good advice. Now what grandma told me was a good advice. If you keep on wishing, if you feel
right. McHouston Baker, the song Good Advice is on a reissue CD from Sunnyside Records called Mississippi Delta Dues. I'm of two minds on string arrangements in rock. I love them, and I hate them. And whether I take to a string arrangement or not is often a state of mind. A number of weeks ago, a new CD came into my hands by Michael Brook. Michael's a remarkable guitarist. I first met him years ago at a jazz loft playing guitar alongside John Hassell, the trumpeter. Later, I saw Michael Brook's name alongside many of my musical heroes, Brian Eno and Pakistani singer Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, to name a few. So driving home late one Friday, I eagerly put Michael Brook's latest CD into the player. Choir sang, then guitars came in, and then strings. And the strings just brought me right down. Couldn't stand it. Now, being a fan, I'd figured I'd put it aside, put it back in the big stack of CDs I had, and listen to it again when it rose to the top of the pile. This morning, while driving to work trying to figure out what to play on the show, Michael's CD rose to the top of the pile. I played it, and I loved it. Go figure. This from Michael Brook is a tune called Strange Procession.
Thank you.
Michael Brook, who recently scored the Al Gore film called An Inconvenient Truth. The music you just heard was from a CD called Rock, Paper, Scissors, and the song's called Strange Procession. That CD, Rock, Paper, Scissors, features our next artist, Lisa Germano. Germano sings like she's standing right next to you. It's so intimate, it can make you blush. She has a new CD of her own. It's her first in 3 years, called In the Maybe World, and this song is called After Monday. Just a reminder, we're webcasting the Sleater-Kinney concert from the 9:30 Club August 1st. It's the final tour before they put down their guitars for a long while. More information, go to our website, npr.org/allsongs. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Our intern is Lars Gottridge. Casey Parkin is our engineer. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Hey, hey, it's just a rainy day.
Today.